Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard forces have seized a foreign oil tanker accused of smuggling oil just days after an oil tanker based in the United Arab Emirates disappeared off trackers in Iranian territorial waters. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest.
The Panamanian-flagged oil tanker MT Ria stopped transmitting its location near Keshem Island, which has a Revolutionary Guard base on it. Iran's state television did not identify the seized vessel or nationalities of the crew, but said the oil tanker was involved in smuggling some 264,000 gallons of fuel from Iranian smugglers to foreign customers. The seizure of the ship does not immediately appear to directly target any one particular country and shows the Revolutionary Guard cracking down on illegal smuggling of Iranian oil. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Donald Trump spoke to a crowded arena in the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday evening. The president addressed the controversy surrounding his recent tweets aimed at four freshman congresswomen, some have deemed racist. While Trump was specifically speaking about Representative Ilhan Omar, who was born in Somalia, the crowd began chanting, "Send her back."
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screams.
Omar responded late Wednesday to those who have repeatedly suggested the U.S. citizen go back to Somalia. She tweeted to Trump, quote, "I am where I belong, at the people's house, and you're just going to have to deal." Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto now say 33 people were killed in a suspected arson attack on an animation studio. Police and fire officials say the fire began when a man broke into the building and doused it with a flammable liquid. This is VOA News. U.S. House Democrats approved legislation Thursday to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an